It's getting real spicy. Election season is getting real spicy. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
It's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, and that's
I was
good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, depending on where you are in the world, and welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host at Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? Hold on. I'm in a Shine Tech. Somebody refer me to the DEI department at Google. I need a gig. Oh, man. I wonder how easy it would be to get hired at Google as a black man with all this DEI stuff going around. I might apply at Google just to see what happens. See if my application gets rejected or not, or if I technically I'm probably not eligible unless they have a work from home program. Because they're out in Silicon Valley. I'm sure they got other offices. I'm sure they got an office, etc. But I wonder what would happen. Bad time like that. Shout out to Loki in the chat. What up, man? Renee Vogel in the chat. What up, man? Aram Life, I see you. DJ Protocol, I see you. New Grifties trailer just dropped. Some of you may have missed it. Some of you saw it, played it before the show went live today. Posted that on, yesterday. I debuted it on the show yesterday. Damn, I lost followers today. I just realized it went from... I never know until I see, like, that extra number. Like, here, look, I'll show you. So I never know what my follower is doing because, you know, I just see, like, point something. So I see 293.7. I was at 0.8, but I guess my DEI tweets weren't too popular with the red whites. Soft as shit. The red whites are soft as shit. They're fucking snowflakes, man. You know, they talked about the left being snowflakes. The red whites are some snowflakes. Shout out to my libertarians in the chat. I see you. Oh, man. It's like the only good political party these days is the libertarians, at least the Mises type. You know, here's how I judge a political party. Okay. Before we get into today's festivities, start making things festive. Your economic prowess, your proclivity to talk about economic things. Do you talk about economics? How often do you talk about economics? Your understanding of economics, your understanding of the world around you. Red whites, they don't touch crypto. The blue whites, well, some of them touch crypto, but it's very much a libertarian thing. I want to show y'all something. I saw something quite disturbing on my timeline. It was, actually, I shouldn't say disturbing. It's just mildly concerning, I should say. Mildly concerning in regard to this DEI subject. Here's Phil That Remains, Phil Labonte. He was supposed to appear at the Grifties. Unfortunately, could not make it. He posted here, this Dr. Kevin M. Young, who's turned off his replies. He's got his pronouns in his bio, so we definitely can't trust him. But he says, if you use DEI, woke, or CRT as a pejorative, then you are probably probably the racist in the room. And that's not wholly correct, but it's partially correct. Okay? Especially how we've been seeing it used recently. Yesterday, there was a anonymous account that said that, and some other accounts as well, that said the mayor of Baltimore was a DEI hire. Okay. We don't have to explain why that's stupid. You guys are smart and you guys know. Phil responds to this guy. He says both DEI and CRT are things. So that makes them nouns. Woke is an adjective. So that would be a pejorative. His statement is mostly dumb. And I saw this and I'm like, damn, they got Phil. They zapped Phil with the DEI bug. So I responded to Phil and I said, if DEI is used as an adjective, then it becomes an adjectival noun. As in, this mayor is a DEI hire. Intent can change the classification of a word. My issue is, don't pretend to be smart and say something dumb. Right? That's all I'm saying. Like, and the thing, when I say, you know, pretend to be smart, it's because he's calling someone else dumb and then passing around false information. Sorry, Phil, I had to do this to you, but you're passing around false information. Nouns can become adjectival, or they're called noun modifiers. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you're looking at this, my mother was an English professor at a university. So she made sure I understood grammar. I don't remember all the terms of everything, but when I saw that, I'm like, wait, now I'm pretty sure a noun can be an adjective at some point. So I had to look it up. Shout out to moms. Moms making sure I knew the English language and spoke very well. It's come quite handy. You know? Tim Pool is polluting his mind. Oh, it's not Beanie Man, is it? Beanie Man got to him. They might have to bring me on for the debate. I was supposed to be on for the debate, and they told me I was supposed to go on, you know, the debate thing that they have at Timcast on Fridays. I was supposed to be there and debate a communist, but they told me it would be unfair. They said I was going to slaughter him, so they said they couldn't set it up. So it's really hard to pair me with somebody because, well, you guys know. I'm the final boss, as many people say. I'm the final boss. So it's very hard to debate me, you know. All right, let's get into the festivities of the day. And then we'll run down my diatribe on Twitter, which many of you may have heard. Some of you may have not. This morning, I checked the trending topics, as I do every morning, to see what's happening in my world, to see what could possibly be grifted on the Grift Report. And I noticed DEIs was trending. And I was like, what? DEIs was training. You see that Freudian slip? Anyway, so I clicked it and I looked at it and I realized, oh shit, Black Twitter has discovered DEI and co-opted it. They have discovered that DEI is being used as a dog whistle for the N-word or replacement for the N-word. And in a similar fashion to the Hoteps, Hotep became a pejorative in a similar fashion. We co-opted the term and exalted it, raised it to a higher level, brought it to greatness. And they've co-opted the term and said that, well, DEI is a dog whistle for the N-word. So now they're running around saying things like, we can't take y'all DEIs nowhere. Good morning to my DEIs and to my DEIs only. Remember that I can say my DEIs, but you cannot. Good morning to all my DEIs around the world. Let's go. Auntie Foxy says, now all my CRTs and DEIs and dutiful darkies, get on the floor. Get on that flow like you know what to do. Allison says here, DEI is now a racial slur. What have we learned? A word is less important than the intention behind it. As a result, white people will always find a new way to call us DEIs. This is for the DEIs, the real DEIs. Another person said, y'all remember those DEIs NASA hired? There's a movie about it called Hidden Figures. Woo. These DEIs got the legacy admissions upset today. Hey, yo, DEIs get shot every day, B. You'll be all right. DEI, you tough, right? Yo, where's the one DEIs make some noise? Just because I love my DEIs, I shed blood for my DEIs. Let a DEI holler, where my DEIs? All I'm going to hear is DEI. Oh, nigga. Ah, shit. Where am I? So, obviously, that's a play on the DMX. RIP DIX, the real one. So they've co-opted it. Y'all DEIs tripping this morning. We will make black. That's the funny thing about black Twitter. You know, the right gets their panties in a bunch, and black people turn water into wine. Black people transmute energy. Everything is a joke to black Twitter. Everything will be turned into a joke in black Twitter. And that's a great, great characteristic of a person. Being able to just laugh at idiocy. Because that's what it is. It's idiocy. This, and all of this stemmed from people saying that Baltimore's mayor was a DEI hire. Literally. Like people with common sense, or I thought had common sense. People I thought had common sense. People I thought were stand-up individuals. Well, I can't say I thought they were stand-up individuals. I never met them. But, you know, people I just thought were a little bit smarter than that, or maybe have not been co-opted by the three-letter agency agenda, you know, have fallen for this, and mostly because they're unhappy. I went over this yesterday, talking about why some people choose, this is during the call-in portion with Goldstein, why, I believe it was Goldstein. Why people choose the grift. And the truth of the matter is it's a expression of inadequacy. They are unhappy with themselves. So they have to resort to lower means of income. Okay. They have to resort to things that make them feel better. There's this famous quote that says, hurt people hurt people. So, again, this is feelings of inadequacy, whether it's financially or emotionally or psychologically. There are feelings of inadequacy, which makes you deal in the lower realms of society, the darker realms of the human ego. So you dabble in the dark. But really, you know, they're of the same energy as target looters. They're of the same energy as drug dealers and thieves and rapists and pedophiles and human traffickers. It's all the same energy. You know, pedophile might be human traffickers and pedophiles might be of a darker energy. Rapists might be of a darker energy, but it's all dark energy. When you choose to deal in the dark side of the grift, it's all dark energy. And that's what these people choose to play in, dark energy. But you get back what you put out. So this is why, you know, there's no need for us to really try to do much about it. The day of reckoning will come for all. And, you know, we've seen it with people like Hillary Clinton, all the sin she's put in the world. People, I heard somebody say to me, they said, you know, how come these people do all this wicked, but they still live in these million-dollar mansions, blah, 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 blah. And I said to him, I said, do you know the condition of their health? And he said, what do you mean? I said, do you know the actual, pick somebody. Do you know the condition of their health? Because many of these people, they practice evil, but they live with disease, painful disease. We've seen Hillary Clinton on her last campaign. She didn't look well. She didn't look well. I wonder how much meds she's on. She probably deals with pain every morning she wakes up. She probably deals with pain when she pees.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
So everyone will receive the energy that they put out. Look at Diddy. People have said for years, you know, you put out all this dark energy. Why does he get to? At some point, your day will come. Epstein saw his day. Weinstein saw his day. Diddy, at some point, you will see your day. God is patient. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Sad that Candace Owens couldn't complete that statement. Anyway, so when you see people grifting and using DEI to divide people, you know that you're dealing with somebody who's got feelings of inadequacy. So really, you know, I won't say they deserve sympathy, but that's the only emotion that we can give them is sympathy. Anger would feed the dark energy. Vitriol would feed the dark energy. So we can't feed them with anger. We can't feed them with vitriol because that's what they desire. So when an account, that's why I'm very careful with who I respond to on the internet, because when an account says something like the mayor of Baltimore is a DEI hire, what I do know that is if it's not one of the three letter agencies, it's a grifter. And what the grifter wants above all else is engagement. It doesn't care if it's positive or negative engagement. In fact, many of them prefer negative engagement. So that's what happens. They garner negative engagement. And then people fall for that, right? Like, so once you respond to that tweet directly, it bumps them up in the algorithm. It gets more engagement. They get more followers. So you actually help them win by directly responding. That's why I save all my responses for my show. I don't respond directly to them unless it's a known associate like Bill All That Remains. He's a real person. And I'm going to respond to your tweet intellectually. We're not going to sit here and play kiddie games. I'm too old for that. Oh, shit. I just noticed. Hold on. The goal today is $35. I just noticed I didn't change it. It's $35 today. There we go. Boom. All right. So, you know, I'll respond to a Phil, but, you know, I'm not going to respond to End Wokeness or any, you know, Clown World or any of these accounts and give them what they want, which is a boost in the algorithm. That's what they're there for. So, when you respond directly to them, they win. They win. And a lot of times you respond directly to them with dark energy. And then they win double because you've contributed dark energy to dark energy. And now dark energy persists. If you're going to respond to dark energy, you got to respond to dark energy with light energy. Light energy. And when I say light, I'm speaking specifically of enlightenment, not light, not so much light as in photons, but light as in light as a feather. You know what I'm saying? You don't want something to be heavy in your heart. You know, light as a feather. You want to respond with love. Now, people might, that's why I said light and not love, because when you say love, people think, well, how can you love these accounts? And the truth of the matter is that you don't have to love the account to respond with love. You embody love. You vibrate the frequency of love. And as a result, your response resonates love. And the love is not directed towards the account. It's directed towards the audience, people who follow you, et cetera, so that when they see that, they resonate the frequency of love. What you don't want people to do is resonate a frequency of darkness. Darkness. So, light work, yeah. Light, love, live, yeah. Yeah. Light heart, clean mind, firm meditation. Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. Brian Nichols, you're gone. Let's see. Yeah, he just got a perma-ban. He got perma-ban. You're a perma-ban, bro. You better get a new account.
I gave you a bunch of chances, but now you're just permabanned. It's just how it is. All right, let's go to my online diatribe. Some of it is review, some of it will be new. Where we talk about DEI, and then we got some other things in the bag that we'll get to. Yeah, I got some fun stuff in the bag for you. Hold on a second. Oh, speaking of which, my morning message is very congruent. Parallel to what I just said. I said that time you spent going back and forth with the troll, hater, or detractor is time that could have been spent with family, friends, and supporters. Some spend more time interacting with those who hate than those who love. Fix it. Okay? Fix it. Somebody told me to do, they said do L-sit pull-ups. He said do an L-sit pull-up, and I told him I'd do it tomorrow. Really difficult. I'll see if I can do it. I don't know. I haven't tried it in a while. I don't remember if I was able to do it or not, how long it's been. Anyway, let's get back. So, cracking the code of the matrix. I said here's the truth. The code of the matrix says that white Republicans and blacks must not mix in order to maintain control over the herd. And this is what I talked about yesterday in the phone call portion of the stream. And I said, that's why you see dog whistle racism, aka DEI, coming from the right wing as the left wing loses control. So what does the program say? The program specifically is written, the program of this simulation that we live is specifically written to say that in order to maintain control over the herd, we must not allow the red whites to mix with blacks. Okay, we must not allow cooperation. Basically, what I'm saying is we must not allow cooperation between the various factions of the working class. The various factions of the working class must not allow cooperation between the factions of the lower class. Okay, this is all classic Marxism that we're dealing with here, right? So I said, as the left wing fails, the white Republicans are programmed to maintain the control design of the matrix. They are designed to maintain the program, stick to the protocol, and repel blacks from cooperating with white Republicans. Now, in this case, well, let's finish. The letter agencies pay off news accounts, anon viral accounts, influencers, and politicians to maintain the control design. I call this Operation Whites Only. Operation Whites Only, because this is a flashback to Jim Crow. This is a flashback to the Lily White movement. We covered that in the past as well. And that's what all this is. It's just a continuation of Whites Only, the Whites Only program. So that is what the name of this program I've called it is Whites Only. Basically saying there is no welcoming committee for black people in the Republican Party. You are not welcome. We don't care that the Democrat Party has failed you. We don't care that you're not voting for Joe Biden this year. You're more than welcome to vote for Trump, but just know you are not welcome here amongst the Republicans. This is a white only space. And that is the control program. The code of the matrix, first of all, it issues orders to its influencer class. And then those marching orders come down to the grifters, so on and so forth. And then the hoi polloi, the working class, the commoner, the sheep, see the cooperation between the grifter class, the influencer class. They see the engagement and they copy. So they go, okay, DEI bad, I copy. Okay, so monkey see, monkey do is what we're dealing with here. So you have your regular people who never got the marching orders from the three-letter agencies. but mimic what their favorite influencer does. So if their favorite influencer says DEI bad and DEI equals black, they're going to mimic and copy that behavior. So that's how it spreads. The three other agencies, they pay everybody off. Some of them, they got blackmail on, and that's how they keep them under control. Okay? This is classic COINTELPRO tactics here. That's why you can't say this is all white Republicans or all white conservatives, because in fact, this comes down from the Matrix control design. This is part of the program. It has nothing to do with Republicanism or being black. It has everything to do about maintaining control through chaos. Maintaining control through chaos. As long as, and that's why we have to be very careful that we do not go back and forth with these accounts, because these accounts on the other side of the things. So when we try to counter the program, we have to be careful how we respond, because others will mimic and copy us. So if they see anger, they'll copy that anger. They'll be angered. If we say things like, this is why we can't vote for Trump, this is why we can't be Republican, then you'll begin to see why the design works and why they maintain control. So it's very important for us to always speak from an intellectual point of view, where we understand the matrix. We understand the matrix. We see what our third eye. Okay? Otherwise, the children will follow us, and then we'll be caught in a loop of Republicanism is bad. Republican equals bad. When the truth of the matter is, it's an inanimate object. It's just a political party that can be used by anybody. I'm going to show you something else I saw this morning. Let me see if I can find it. Who was that now? I remember now. Hold on. I'm going to show you some more ignorance. Some more ignorance. Okay. I remember now. So I can't find it, but I'll show you what I was talking about. So, oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. I might be able to find it. Hold on. Hold on. I'm coming. Where did I see that? And if I don't find it, I'll just show you what I was talking about. Oh yeah, here it is. Found it. All right. I know it was there somewhere. So this guy right here, who follows me, he won't for long. I'll be blocking him before the day is over. But he says, internet racists correctly calling the mayor of Baltimore, the DEI mayor, really touched a nerve. Now black people are trying to reclaim DEIs with no shame. So he's talking about this trend that's happening here. And somebody says, why is it correct to call a duly elected public official a DEI hire? He says, because black voters just vote for the most popular black Democrat, just like how all DEI hires get the job. Oh, somebody did the work for me. I don't have to do it. So this person says all three candidates that ran were black, including the Republican candidate. So he replies, the most popular black Democrat was still elected. Also, stop acting like it matters that the Republican was black. All the news had to do was call that black Republican a race traitor, and black voters fall back in line. Now I ask you, who was the Republican. Who was the Republican that was supposed to run against the Democrat? Does anybody know? Does anybody know the Republican name? Give you guys an opportunity to find it. Oh, we got another person we got to hide on this channel. Oh, man. Goodbye. Permaban. We doing permaban. We handing out permabans today. Anybody know who the Republican candidate was in Baltimore? Keep in mind that, like Cannon said yesterday, the bridge was state property. So that falls on the governor, not the mayor, right? But again, we're speaking intellectual concepts to an ignorant people. So let's go look. 2020, Baltimore mayoral race. Let's see what pops up. So we got right here, I'm going to show you how wild. Let me show you how wild this is. We got, well, the Democrat won, Brandon Scott. The race was so bad, an independent got 20% of the vote. An independent got 20% of the vote. Now watch this. So the Republican candidate was Shannon Wright. She got 7%. Now I ask you, where was the Republican support? Because I'm telling you right now, Republicans abandon supporting anything in black neighborhoods. So people go, oh, it's a DR hire. And it's like, well, how much effort did the Republicans? Well, they wouldn't have won anyway. Okay, so you just gave up. Got you. They left. Now, check this out. I'm going to show you how much the Republican Party supports their candidates. 2020 Baltimore mayoral election. Right? There's Brandon Scott, Democratic Party. One sizable victory over independent candidate, Bob Wallace. Republican Party nominee, Shannon Wright. Shannon Wright doesn't even have a clickable link. She doesn't even have a wiki page. How you not set your peoples up with a wiki page? Let's go Shannon Wright. I had to search her and I had to type in Baltimore. Shannon Wright, Baltimore man. Let's find her. Where is she? Here we go. Here she is. Here's her profile. Anybody ever heard of her? She's got 341 followers. Let's go right for B-more. This is another account here. 23 followers. I just want to show you why the Republican Party loses these races. It has nothing to do with DEI, and I'm not concerned with that argument. I just like to educate people, as I learned from Sonny Johnson, as to why Republicans lose races. And Republicans lose races. Why? Because they don't try. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Where's the support? Writefrommaryland.com. Here we go. Website gone. Website gone. Looks like this domain isn't connected to a website yet. They put her on Wix. Damn, that's brutal. That's brutal when you put somebody on Wix. Haram Light said, the crazy thing is the population of Baltimore is 600K and only 200K voted. Well, there you go. Crazy. Crazy. So where is she? Who is this lady? Let's see what she's about. You might be about some bullshit.
Sit down with Pastor Shannon Wright, and she will serve you a piping hot plate of frank talk in a matter of seconds.
The statistics, the numbers, and the facts.
Yeah, I've never seen this woman before. I thought I saw her before. I've never seen her before, I don't think.
alone would be enough of a reason for folks to wake up, smell the coffee, and turn a new direction.
All the folks that work in City Hall
will be asked to tender their resignation. They will then be given an opportunity to lobby to retain their job. What I am a newcomer to and will never be a party to is beholden to developers, beholden to big business entities with strings attached. I don't believe in strings. I crochet. I use yarn. When I'm done, I cut it.
Wright's father used to say Shannon was a cross between a pit bull and a chihuahua. The petite pastor and business development consultant is also...
She a pastor, too. So the Christian grifters should have been all over this.
A mother and grandmother, and the only woman in the race.
So the thing is, a lot of the red whites, especially now that they've executed Operation Whites Only, what they don't want to do is support a black candidate, especially a new one, because they're afraid of looking like DEI people. They're afraid of saying, oh, so this is your DEI person? So this is the second level, or really the meta level, of how they execute Operation Whites Only. The fact that now we can't even run a black candidate because everybody's going to go, is this DEI within the black community, a.k.a. is this niggas in the big house? Is this black folks eating at a white-only restaurant? That's what this is.
So I don't want to sound sexist, but women seem to have a better skill set of multitasking. So when it comes to prioritizing and multitasking, you're able to see a broader picture, what the needs are of the families and the individuals, what the needs are of children, what the needs are of the homeless population, what the economic needs are of the city.
53-year-old Wright and her husband, Michael, were living in New Jersey.
Now, I'm trying to unpack what she said right there. Women are better at multitasking. Now, multitasking, there's no such thing as multitasking, but let's assume that there is, right? I kind of got to agree that, you know, women are better at multitasking. And I only say they're better at multitasking because they're the only ones that try to multitask. Men, we focus. We're like, yeah, we're going to do this and get it done. And women are the only ones that try to multitask. And this is a big fault of women. They try to multitask. So, yes, they're the best because they're the only ones that attempt doing it. So that's how I feel about that.
When Hurricane Sandy destroyed their home in 2012, they followed family to Baltimore. Born a Democrat, Shannon rose to become chair of the Baltimore City Republican Central Committee.
The issues, the problems, the directions, the failed policy that we see in the city is directly related to the party that has been in control in the city, which is not the Republican Party.
Pastor Wright wants to increase police patrols as part of her crime strategy.
Damn. Increase the police patrol.
Expand school vouchers. Create what she calls therapeutic boarding schools for squeegee kids. And when it comes to development, she says it must be responsible.
I believe that we have to pay more attention to the areas that have more need instead of paying more attention to the areas where we think we can get more dollars.
If elected, Pastor Wright would take office when COVID could surge again in Baltimore, a disease that has been devastating to her family, having lost 5 family members between she and her husband. I asked how she would approach potentially shutting down Baltimore businesses for a second time.
The hard decisions that I will make as mayor, whether people like them, understand them, or they're a bit uncomfortable, will honestly be from a perspective of putting the needs and the concerns and the safety of the citizens of the city first.
Shannon Wright, the pastor who...
Can't answer the question. Bitches, you're shutting down the damn city or not? That was a political answer. So you can tell she's politically trained because that was a politician's answer. Like, you didn't answer the question. If she came on Hotep Jesus' channel, I would have asked her a second time. Are you shutting down the city? Yes or no? She would have gave me a political answer and then I would have left it alone. But the audience would have known she didn't answer my question. You guys tend to do that a lot. Like, I'll ask somebody a question and they'll dodge the question. I'll answer it. I'll ask it again. And they'll dodge it again, and y'all be like, yo, they not answering the question. And I'll leave it alone, because at least y'all see it.
...who believes she is the answer to Baltimore's prayers, is asking city voters to rewrite political history on Election Day.
Finish this sentence for me. As mayor of Baltimore, I will always... What?
Tell the truth.
As mayor of Baltimore, I will never...
Lie.
Told you she was feisty.
It's not a bad response. Not a bad response. But I got to ask you, where was the support? Where was the support? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the volume. I updated my software and it just does what it wants. Hold on. Let me see something. Maybe I can turn it up to. Hold on. All right, let me see. Is that better? Probably not. Anyway. All right, let's go back. My family is from Baltimore. That lady is disgusting. Why is she? Why is she? Why is she disgusting? What's she do? I don't know this lady. You know, I don't know. Maybe she is disgusting, and that's why she lost her race. Which comes back to my other point. You know, why aren't the Republicans running better people in these places? That's why. All right, let's go back. Go back. Well, her presidential, I mean, her political days are probably numbered. Complete failure. Waiting for Justine to tell us why she's a complete failure. Hold on. Go back. Shout out to people sending in the Cash App. Appreciate you. Arif Lita, make sure y'all listen to Haram Life Podcast. Appreciate you. Wait, where we at? Okay, so let's go here. Bring this up on the screen here. And we've been through this in the past, but for some of you, it's going to be a refresher. I said the red whites have been triggered by race so much that they can't recognize that DEA is a cloak for feminism and genderism. And this just comes back to the fact that Democrats have beat them over the head with the racism stick so much that everything is racism to them now. And then I went back and I posted this video, Virgin Atlantic. And I said they put them front and center and they highlight them. But people are still fooled by three-letter agency agendas. And you can see right here in the Virgin Atlantic, who do they put front and center? There she is, front and center. They're showing you right here who's included. Who are they going to give a voice to? Let's
play. Fierce and ferocious. When I am ready to take flight, be yourself, companion.
You see the other one they give a voice to? The gender confused.
Absolutely everything to me. I get to be myself, a non-binary person. I have the choice of the uniform, which is a massively big thing. It's so important.
And then here's the black man. This is the role the black man has to play. And I said, the black man only benefits from DEI when he puts on a dress. DEI is feminism. The enemy is masculinity, not white people or white men. Masculinity. And I had that white girl on a couple of weeks back where she was showing you how, I think it was like DHS or something like that, was trying to put a clamp down on masculinity. Certain words are flagged. Dealing with masculinity, and they're on the FBI watch list or some shit like that. I think Rolo was on the Homeland Security watch list or some shit. You know? So, whoops. So the enemy is not white people or white men. They keep fooling y'all with this race thing. They've been fooling y'all with this race thing forever, but really it's about a feminization of men. So there's nobody at home to protect the children, nobody at home to create structure for the children, the wife, and the family. That's what DEI is about. I did a whole presentation on DEI. Shout out to my real DEIs in the building.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Okay, here's the last one, and then we'll switch up the subject. I just got to find it. Okay, here we go. On the screen right here, everyone who equates DEI to black people are either compromised, ignorant, grifting, or a combination of. When I say compromised, we're talking about people who have been paid by the letter agencies. Or they have blackmail on them. You know, you were sneaking around on your wife and shit, and you was fucking a dude on the side. Ignorant, And that's mostly, you know, the hoi polloi, the sheep, the herd. They see the grifters doing something and they go, okay, this is the way to money. So I'm going to do the same thing. This is the way to engagement. This is the topic to grift. So I'm going to grift. And then there's the grifter, right? We're just grifting or a combination. No, they might be compromised, ignorant and grifting. Okay. This is what you need to understand about DEI. DEI comes from the three letter agencies. It's Hegelian dialectic. And, it doesn't deserve the type of conversation that it's been having. It deserves some conversation, but it doesn't deserve it. It deserves intellectual conversation, deserves an intellectual look. It deserves the truth. Hold on, I gotta block somebody. You don't get to read my tweets when you're an asshole. You just don't. Sorry. All right. Let's go back. Let's go on the bag now. Let's see what we got in this bag here. I don't even remember what I put in here, but there's some goodies in here. I like this clip. Nina Turner, this somewhat changed my view of her. Somewhat. Let's go to this clip from The Breakfast Club. Hopefully I don't get copyright strike. I probably will, but who cares?
Don't blame black people for this. Why we gotta keep saving folks?
Mm-hmm.
And black men have been emasculated in the Democratic Party. That's real.
Mm. You heard what she said?
In the Democratic Party. Don't blame black people for this. Why we gotta keep saving folks?
Mm-hmm.
And black men have been emasculated in the Democratic Party.
You heard that? She be saying some wild shit on Twitter. I be like, what the fuck is she talking about? She's not as stupid as I thought she was. Black men have been emasculated by the Democrat Party. Damn. She said the word emasculate on The Breakfast Club. I think that's the first time I've heard that word used on The Breakfast Club. Emasculated in the Democratic Party. That's real. And that's what we're just talking about. We're just talking about that agenda. We were just talking about that agenda.
That's real. Mm. They don't see themselves because to lift up black women is beautiful. We should, but not at the expense of black men.
Mm-hmm.
We have achieved what we have achieved so far in this country because we are together and we can't pick up other people's bad habits. Now, white women may be able to lead a white man by the side of the road. Sisters can't do that. And the way that in this politics.
Not exactly sure what she means by that.
The way the Democratic Party, the mothers of the movement, and black women delivered and black women saved. Black men do not vote much differently than black women. So don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump wins, God forbid, it is going to be because this president and the Democratic Party did not deliver material changes for the people of this nation.
That's true. That's the truth. That's not a lie right there. She's telling the truth. Democrats did not deliver this election, this administration.
It's going to be because this president and the Democratic Party led over genocide, are complicit in genocide in Gaza. That is going to be the reason why this man loses. So he needs to choose. Ooh. Is he going to choose his coalition?
I don't know how she ended up throwing Gaza in there, but it is a factor for the Democrats and liberals and progressives and everybody else over there. Your stance on Gaza does matter to them.
Or is he going to choose to allow the person who is clearly a neo-fascist to win?
Neo-fascist? She called Trump a neo-fascist. Now, this is where I got to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Neo-fascist? Nigga, I'm a neo-fascist.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I'm a neo-fascist. You want to meet a neo-fascist? Trump ain't no neo-fascist. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal. He's a progressive. He likes having trans people around. He had trans people at Mar-a-Lago. He had trans people in the beauty pageant. I would never allow trans people in a beauty pageant. I would never allow them at HotepCon. You are not allowed. I'm telling you right now. Not allowed.
Not allowed. Not allowed.
Not allowed at HotepCon. Not allowed at the Grifties. Not allowed at HotepCon. I'll kick your ass out and refund your money. I'm a neo-fascist. Trump ain't no neo-fascist. You want to find a neo-fascist, you come to Hotepistan.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Hotep.
I'm a neo-fascist. They just be throwing that word around to sound smart, yo. Jeff Curtis, thank you. $5 super. We're getting closer to our goal. We're only $30 away from our goal. That's like, you know, three more $10, six more $5. Hit our goal today. The Republicans' establishment has no desire to win elections. They are there just to control a group of people that elites all hate.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Nailed it. Because this election was easy to win. You know how big the Republican Party could have been if they'd have just chilled the fuck out? You'd have had mad people registering as a Republican. You just changed a little bit of your rhetoric, all these niggas would have been. Now it's like, I'm a register as an independent. At one point, I thought about registering as a Republican. I thought about it, and I was seriously considering it. And my reasoning was, when I die, I wanted people to know I was not a Democrat. I wanted them to know, oh, wow. Now I'm like, nah, I'm just going to register as independent because I don't want people to know. And I was associated with either side because they're both just utterly trash. Like, I knew the Republican Party was trash before, but it's just like, now it's just like, oh, my God. Can you get any worse?
Will be his fault. We ain't blaming no voters, and black people definitely ain't taking the blame. They don't call out white women. Hell, white women vote for Trump in very high margins. Right. And don't forget, when President Obama was running, they were so mad that President Obama won the primary. I'm just speaking truth. So just say amen or say ouch. When President Obama beat then Senator Clinton, some of them white women were so mad they voted for McCain. So don't come. Mm. Don't bring it here. Mm-hmm. Don't bring it to the feet of black people. We always save in this country.
That's a problem. I mean, I know how I feel about saying this place is a country, but that's a problem when we talk about saving this country. Nigga, let this motherfucker die. We ain't saving fucking America. We're saving ourselves.
Oh, this is a hotel, brother.
We're saving Hotepistan. We're saving people. We're not saving the country. We're saving people. We're saving lives. Those people might be considered Americans, but we are not here to save America. America is trash. It's trash. Stand by that statement. I might lose some of you after saying that, but, you know, you're jingo, so you probably won't fit in a Hotep stand anyway. So. Where's Millie? Where's Hotep Millie? I think she's mad at me. I think she doesn't want to talk to me anymore because I blacked out last week. And Millie, is Millie mad at me? I tend to do that. I literally registered as an independent just because of that. You are right, HJ. Shout out to Read My Soul. He said he registered as an independent. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next story. I just wanted to share that with you. I thought that was surprising. It was surprising. You know, I got to tell the truth about Don Lemon. I got to tell the truth that I got to feed my audience the truth. Let's take a look. So this account, Doge Designer, says breaking, the Don Lemon show is dying. And here they have the statistics on X, the statistics on YouTube. It goes from 1.2 million down to about 56,000. Episode 3, when did episode 3 drop? I don't know. Episode 3 is at 7,700. Let's go look at what the Don Lemon show is. And I want to teach you guys a valuable lesson about business and how to read analytics, because otherwise we wouldn't be talking about Don Lemon. Okay, so let's bring this up. I'll show you guys what I'm talking about here. Here, boom. what really what we have here is just an unfair reading of the analytics. So the interview on YouTube with Elon Musk is at 1.3 million. The next one is at 96,000. And then the one released, well, 6 days ago is at 96,000. The other one 1 day ago is at 14,000. So if we were to go off of the 1 day, right, we can assume to say that maybe, maybe this episode is going to reach, you know, 80K, something, right? Now, the lesson I wanted to give you guys, let's go here. The lesson I want to give you guys is in regard to analytics, right? So if you were to look at my analytics after I, let's say I do a Gutfeld episode. If you were to look at my analytics and you were to start at the Gutfeld episode, it would look like this in the next few weeks. That's what it would look like. And then you'd be able to say, Hotep Jesus' brand is dying. And it's just like, wait, you can't compare me to a climax. Pause. You can't compare me to a climax. Now, the deeper lesson here is the fact that what would Don Lemon's views be if not for Elon Musk? That's what the real question is. What would his views be if not for Elon Musk? What would his views be if not for accounts like this constantly talking about him? The reactionary right makes these people something. They give them all the views. 1.3 million views on episode one was driven by the right. Y'all the one that gave him that spark of a first episode. One, for Elon Musk agreeing to do it. I said I wouldn't have did it if I was him. I'd have did it after he signed the contract. Maybe. But I wouldn't have did it. So what would his views be without Elon Musk? What would his views be without y'all making these people something? Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Y'all keep talking about this guy. Talking about this guy. And making him something. Then you go look at his numbers and it's like, yo, the numbers is there because of... Anyway, let's go to the next story. Hope you got your data analytics lesson of the day. Bati Bois. I wish this was close during the MAGA hat day, but I let it play out and so glad I didn't. Yeah, I didn't vote in the last, actually, I hadn't voted since Obama. I don't vote. I think my mom mailed in my vote. I don't know. She gets stressed about this stuff, so I just let it. Okay. I live in New Jersey, so Jersey is going to be blue, so it really doesn't matter. So let's take a look at this. Here we have Leonardo Joni, who this clip was her performance the night before the grifties. She says, how many people do you think I'll offend with this one? Okay. Says migrants, border crisis. So let's go to the tape.
We have African migrants this time. Everybody's like, oh, they're coming for our jobs. And I'm like, they're black.
So, somebody said that guy went and robbed a Foot Locker in protest. Lord Jesus. This other account says somehow him leaving makes this joke even better. Now, the funny thing is, this gentleman that we see here is a Hotep. His name's Chris. Hello, Chris. Chris, you're famous now. He's come to all the Hotep cons. He brought his lady to the grifties. We were indoctrinating her, pulling her away from leftism. She's starting to understand and see why. Da 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 da. But that's Chris. And Chris is a hotep. And Chris was not upset. Chris was using the bathroom. He was going to the lavatory. But the grift is the grift. The grift is the grift. Some way, somehow, they're going to find some way to race grift. But Chris is a hotep. And Chris went to use the bathroom. Chris, if you're there, call in. And the call-in portion, he might be at work right now. But if you're there, call in during the call-in portion. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was funny. I'm like, wait, I know this kid. That's Chris. And he didn't give a fuck about your little racist joke. He doesn't care. He's a hotep. We don't get offended by shit like that. What's wrong with y'all? All right, let's end off with some big brain shit. And then we're going to go to phone lines. Text Hotep your name at 202-596-561. And let's go here. We have this fascinating story. I've been waiting for this, waiting for this. It says, breaking, global bank messaging network SWIFT is planning a new platform in the next 1 to 2 years to connect the wave of CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies, now in development, to the existing finance system. When I was looking at the development of CBDCs around the world, I said to myself, what's going to happen to SWIFT? What is SWIFT going to do? They better get on the good foot, otherwise they're going to be obsolete. And we finally got that news. SWIFT is going to try and develop some technology to maintain their relevance in the global financial world. Anybody knows, this is the system that, you know, countries use to, for remittances, et cetera, et cetera. But cross-border transactions often happen with the SWIFT network. Now with CBDCs, you don't need SWIFT. So now I'm trying to figure out, what is SWIFT going to come up with since they're not necessary? We have, let me see if I can find it. Russia, China, CBDC, atomic swap. Let's see if anything pops up. They're not going to use the term atomic swap, but essentially the Russian and Chinese CBDC is operating in a manner that is doing atomic swaps. And the whole BRICS situation is going to be atomic swap. So I don't know why the fucking, you know, Swiss is going to be. Drudge report time. You want me to take a look at the Drudge? I don't know what SWIFT is going to do to save their ass, but it's going to be ugly. They might be out of business. They don't come up with something right or have some powerful people to make some deals. You're going to need some powerful people to make some deals. Diddy's Dark World. Let's see. Diddy. Dirty Diddy. They called him Dirty Diddy. Dirty Diddy blast raids. New photo show trail of destruction. The untouchable gets touched. Pause. He settled case, but troubles were just the beginning. Inside trafficking investigation. Mega church pastor named in suit. Wait, is that, that's what's the name, right? T.D. Jakes? Yeah, T.D. Jakes. Yeah, we know about that. All right, what else we got in here? I'm kind of bored of this Diddy shit. He got what he deserved. Search resumes for workers missing after Baltimore bridge collapse. Okay. The Mayday saved lives. Yeah, we covered that. What else is on here? Disney in Florida set a lawsuit over DeSantis' gay fight. Yeah. This is a slow news day. Obama jumps in to help Biden defeat Trump again. What is this? Well, you should expect that. You should expect a lot more of that, actually. The closer we get to the election, the more people they're going to put around Biden. Celebrities, the Obamas. They're probably going to pull Michelle out a couple more times. I would definitely expect that. What else is over here on the right-hand side of the page? Standoff at Gate 36. Texas troops block migrants from seeking asylum. U.S. Intel Agency wants to ban terms radical Islamists and jihadists.
More censorship. Most Americans oppose Israel's war in Gaza. That's not surprising. Princess Catherine cancer video spawns fresh round of conspiracies. Yeah, people saying it's a deep fake and it's AI and the stripes on her shirt were making shadows. And I'm just like, y'all pay attention to the fucking royal family too fucking much. If the bitch got cancer, the bitch got cancer. She's missing. Who gives a fuck? Fuck them niggas. Ugh, y'all obsessed with the royal family, you know? And that's proof that you're a peripheral nation and the core nation is in London. An island, by the way. A fucking island. It's not even a continent. A fucking island. Crazy. Probably a good thing, right? I think geographically, when we think about England or the United Kingdom, let's pull this up here. We have to think about this from a strategic point of view, a strategic point of view. Okay, so let's go here, and maybe you guys have some war stories you can share with us, but let's look at this. So we have the United Kingdom. See that on the screen? All right. So here we have the United Kingdom. See that right here? And what you notice is it's an island. It's not connected to the mainland. Which means that in a time where transportation was not as evolved technologically as it is now, it is quite difficult to lay siege to said island because you're going to have to get your people on a boat. You have to get on a boat, which a lot of people did, but you can't just walk. And then, you know, when you look at it, for example, London, militarily placed, to overlook and see these people coming in. Now, if you go over here to the side, there's no other land where people are going to be able to invade from. They're not coming from that way. Everybody's coming from where civilization started, somewhere in North Africa. Some people say the Levant, whatever you want to believe. But they have a military strategical advantage based upon the fact that they are on this island and not a part of the mainland, which gives them advantage. So what you would want to do is you'd want to center everything here. You'd want to center everything with London and then begin your military advance, or I should say economic control over the European nation. Primarily, we're looking at France, Germany, Austria, Italy, France, Germany, Austria, Italy. Yeah, those are the main ones. Those are the main centers of banking control. But that's really when people talk about why a certain group is in power, it really comes back to the Red Shield, right? The Red Shield proliferating with his sons into Austria, Germany, France, Italy, and the UK, and controlling and creating that banking syndicate. That's really what's been holding people in place, economic warfare. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that, but let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep and your name at 202. My dad's calling me. Yo. What's up? What's up? I'm in the middle of my show. What's up? All right. Who we got here? We got some people calling in. Okay. Millie texts me back. What's today? Wednesday? She texts me back yesterday. Okay. Let me text her back.
right. Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep your name at 202-596-5631. And I'll be right back in 2 minutes after this brief, short commercial.